Now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That it is, and it is December now, so we can start celebrating the holiday season. Christmas time is here. Merry time Christmas tomorrow in Marine City. We're going to talk about that all morning long here at the Mariner Theater. There's going to be lots and lots of people in Marine City for all the different events going on tomorrow, and they're going to be visiting stores like the Lazy Llama, which is my favorite store name that I've run across in a long, long time. The owners of the Lazy Llama with us right now, Wendy Callahan. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
And Diane Street, good morning.
Good morning.
So you just told me off the air, but I got to ask, where does a name like the Lazy Llama come from?
Well, the song, If I Had $1 Million, we heard it, you know, quite a few years ago, and there's a line in there about buying emus.
Right.
And Diane said, you know, what's an emu, and why would you want emus?
Right.
And she said, we'd buy llamas.
Okay,
so
if
we'd buy
a
llamas, but we'd
buy you an emu,
yeah,
or a llama.
Yeah, exactly. But we'd have to buy two. So we'd name them Lucy and Lester, and my folks lived out
Lucy
here,
and
so we would drive out here, and one day we were talking about it. The song actually came on, and we happened to be coming up 26, and right there at Palms and 26, there's a there was a llama farm. So the name, the Lazy Llama, the whole llama thing just kind of stuck with
it. Well, you don't want an
seemed
active llama. That's a lot of work. A Lazy Llama would be easier to get.
Yeah, it's more my personality.
So do you have any llamas in the Lazy Llama?
No.
Where are the llamas in the Lazy Llama?
No. We have the footprints if you look close.
we have one on the wall.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So what is it, the Lazy Llama?
Home accessories, gifts, home decor.
Mm-hmm.
Really eclectic. I mean, you can buy a bar of soap or you can buy a mirror. You know what I mean? So we have a really wide variety of items.
Isn't that the fun of having a store like that?
Oh,
is deciding what to put in there.
It's the best. But I think the best part is our customers, because they love everything we have and they keep coming back, you know. So it makes us feel like we're doing the right thing.
Sure.
You know.
Local customers and customers that come from all over.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Where do people come to Marine City from?
Oh, I mean, when you say all over, you're not kidding. We have people that even from, you know, Ann Arbor, which isn't 10 minutes away. You know, that's an hour and a half to 2 hour drive.
Yeah,
so
you don't just wander to Marine City.
Right.
Your trip.
But locally, the local people, plus what, Wendy, like St. Clair, Port Huron, Elginac, New Haven, you know, all around. Even our friends across the river, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, over in Sombra, it's an easy trip on the ferry, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
You've been around Marine City for a long time, even longer than you've had the store, which is about a year and a half, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm from Marine City, so I graduated from Marine City High School, but when I left here, you know, 40-some years ago, I never dreamed I'd come back. And it's not that I didn't like it here. I loved it here, but, you know, my job and, you know, my career and just life in general took me other directions. But, like I said, my folks stayed up here, so we stayed connected. Diane has family up here. And so one day I just said to her, you know, we had two other stores, and we had talked about opening the store again, but we didn't want to stay in the Metro Detroit area. So it was just a weekend, and I just said to Diane, I said, let's go look in Marine City. She looked at me
I go,
crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, so. But luckily Marine City, you know, it was, everyone jokes about, you could have bowled down Water Street, you know, 10 years ago, nothing going on. So it's ending up to be a great decision for us that we came here, because, man, look at it now.
The place is really vibrant. It has really come to life, hasn't it?
Great, yeah.
And why is that? What do you attribute all these people flocking to Marine City?
I think the businesses, you know, giving people places to go. You know, the food, the theaters, the Mariner, the, you know, everything. All the stores. Yeah. I can't even name them all, which is great.
Yeah, you know? That's a good thing. Yeah, when you forget all the stores and restaurants. What are you guys doing tomorrow for Merry Time Christmas?
Oh, boy. Well, we will have
gift certificate raffles
and sales. Specials and sales.
And refreshments.
Refreshments.
You know. Mm-hmm. It's a steady
Snacks.
Flow of people all day long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, all day.
You know, yeah.
And it's fun. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh my God, I got to work 12 hours. It's, you know, so many people come in and they all know each other. It's, you know, it's the Hallmark Movie Channel, for sure.
You'll know at the end of the day that you work 12 hours. But it's going on, it's going to be a ball. It's going to go by quick. It'll probably be the quickest 12 hours you've had in a long time.
It is. But it's such a good time for people to come to town. There's so much going on, not just in our store, in every store, and on the streets, you know. Really worth the trip to Marine City.
Yeah, we're, if you're into Hallmark movies, it really is a Hallmark kind of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Downtown Bedford Falls.
People.
Where is the Lazy Llama?
We're on Broadway Street as you enter into the downtown area.
By the clock tower.
Yeah, right by the clock tower on the north side of the street.
All right. Have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks
for having us.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. The owners of the Lazy Llama, Wendy and Diane. All right, quick break. Back with more from the Mariner Theater in Marine City coming up next on WPH.